been more than 3 weeks since the train disaster in East Palestine, Ohio. Pete Buttigieg paid a visit last week. FEMA has started providing its assistance. The Environmental Pollution Agency is there like it has been from the beginning, but it apparently isn't interested in getting any outside help. Nelson McElveen is the CEO of Century H2O. That's a family-owned company that develops water filtration systems. Well, Nelson's company have offered to give away their filters to East Palestine residents. Yeah, for free. And they've been shot down by the EPA because, of course, the EPA claims that the local water is completely safe. So why would the people need anything like that? Well, Nelson and his team disagree completely. They believe that the EPA is lying to residents about their water. We concur. So in response, they've been going to the residents directly, teaching them how to use their filters and giving them away to those in need. Again, for free. So is that a happy ending? Not so fast. Once the EPA learned what was going on, they retaliated. We want to get more details on how exactly they did that as soon as we can. To that end, Nelson McElveen joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for inviting me, Stu.
So the EPA is retaliating on you for giving away, in your humanitarian effort, for free, water filtration systems to residents of East Palestine.
Well, here's what happened. We decided to go in and give them some product. And we got a call from Postmaster General with on a secure video line with some military personnel. And they gave us direct instructions on what we had to say and do in case, and the word DOJ came up, would stop us. We don't know why. We have no idea. It's, you know, why would anybody want to stop somebody from just helping another person, right? We have no idea any of this stuff. So we had to print out paperwork. We had to carry it with us when we were in East Palestine. Very strange situation. But I'm going to go into one more thing, and I think I got an idea what's going on a little bit further down the road here. I own also an injection molding company, and I'm worked for one of the largest smoke detector companies many years ago, and I introduced a new material called PVC, polyvinyl chloride, to make the covers and the bases. These products do not burn. There are built-in fire retardant agent in these products. So that's why if you look at your smoke detector in your home, it has this in it so that if the house burns, it's still beeping. That was the idea. How did they burn this material? We have no idea. What did they burn in this material? We have no idea. But we know one thing. I run this material in my injection molding company. And if I run it too hot, I can kill everybody in the building within minutes. And I can chase them out of the building within seconds. It gives off a mustard gas. That is the thing that we basically outlawed in World War I. They burned that material. Where'd those fumes go? And that's why you're seeing dead animals all over East Palestine. We have videotape and footage of dead animals on the railroad tracks everywhere. That's how severe this is. And I think personally, we're not being told what's going on there. So here's what we did. We grabbed some water and we're sending it out to a lab to be tested to find out what's in that water.
Good. It's real simple. What does vinyl chloride do in water?
It's just a poison. It's just a poison. All it is.
Is there any way, is there any way that the water in East Palestine, Ohio is safe?
I can't see how. They dropped the train. That train derailed right in the middle of five of their wells. The wells are 57 feet deep. They dropped it right in the middle of the wells. That material went into the ground. And here's how bad it went into the ground. They had to move the railroad tracks, I think about 10 feet over, because the ground was compromised underneath where the train tracks were. That material, everything that goes into the ground, goes into the water tablet, folks. That doesn't go anywhere else. That's where it goes. We all know that, right? We all know when anything in the air hits the ground and it seeps into the ground and goes into your water tablet. So yes, I believe that that water is compromised severely. This is basically the same thing as Chernobyl.
So why is it that the DOJ would be interested in stopping you from helping people by giving away free water filtration systems? Exactly.
Because if I tell you it's fine, it's fine. When I called East Palestine Police Fire Department Chief, He told me the water is fine, it's clear, it's drinkable. That was what we were told. We don't need your help. I'm looking for a point of interest, a point to go to. We don't need your help.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if they need your help or not. You are allowed to offer it. How can they stop you from doing this? What are they trying to hide in East Palestine?
I'm serving you with a notice of liability. This notice of liability is a legal document from Taking Back Our Freedoms. It's been compiled by top experts, scientists, doctors across this country, including the Honorable Brian Peckford, who signed the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. This document outlines the harms that the vaccines are causing, including death in so many, including children. This document now means that because you've been served, this is a legal document, you are either indirectly or directly now legally responsible for harming children. And I am filming because you're going into a database, and I'm asking you to please stop the shots. You have to stop them. I'm a mother and a journalist, and I've spoken to thousands. Look at me, please. Please stop. Please stop giving them out.
As you can see, I've got a magnet stuck to my arm. My name is Nicola. I had the Pfizer vaccine last year. I had it because I felt like I'd lose my job if I didn't have it. I've not been well physically. I've been to hospital for various reasons, including ovarian cysts, which I feel like is caused by the vaccine. Mentally, I am terrified of what the vaccine has done and is continuing to do to my body and my health. I didn't have any of these problems before having the COVID vaccination. I have been to the GP. I did take a witness. Basically, the GP looked at us as if I was stupid. When I showed her evidence of the magnet sticking to my arm, she then said that she would refer us to dermatology in a condescending manner. As you can see, the magnet is stuck to me all the whole time. I will now show you the other side that it doesn't stick to. I'll show you again that it does stick to the arm. You can feel it pulling as well.
Whether you see it or not, feel it or not, or having trouble believing it or not, your prayers are working. It's impossible to accomplish nothing with true prayer. Jesus said, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. The situation may not be changing and in fact may seem to be getting worse, but don't look with natural eyes. See through the eyes of faith. The miracle is coming. Don't give up. Ask, seek, knock. You may not see a way, but God does. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. Don't give up. Keep praying. Do you have a filter for your mind, or do you allow just any thoughts to come in? Just as an air filter keeps the air clean, so a mind filter will help to keep your thoughts right. Apply the Philippians filter to your thinking. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Philippians 4:8. Change your thoughts, change your habits, change your life. Apply the Philippians filter to your thinking and see if it doesn't make a difference.
TikTok user DadSass says that she and her sister have been experiencing some strange paranormal phenomena in their home. One night when her sister is sleeping, their CCTV camera captures something truly bizarre.
So we've been home from the hospital for a while because our kids have RSV. And thank God I have cameras because my sister was sleeping and we caught this f***ing bull.
The family says that they have no pets in the house that could have pulled off the blanket, so I'm not sure what caused this. So let me know what you think.
Michael Jackson, right? He's a very famous person. He was a very famous person. I've seen interesting videos about him that, you know, like some people would say he's still alive. There was an interview with Larry King where a guy named Dave was on there. And the theory goes that, you know, when Michael Jackson was performing one time, his hair caught on fire due to something. And that person, Dave, they said, is Michael Jackson. And he's been, you know, hiding and whatever. But I don't want to get into that stuff because I can't prove that stuff, but I can show signs, symbols, and agendas that are very true. Michael Jackson is seen here on his album cover on the Freemason checkerboard. He's seen here darkening one of his eyes utterly, doing the Eye of Horus, one eye symbolism. Little hard to see what's going on here, but is he hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do? Who knows, eh? Kind of looks like it. And here he is, hiding his hand in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. So some people might say, like, you know, he was trying to get out of that, trying to get out of the music industry, and that he was trying to expose truth, but he's hiding his hand just like a Freemason would do, right? So he was or is one of them, whatever you want to believe about Michael Jackson right now. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories or just theories. But Michael Jackson is on the Freemason checkerboard. He does one-eye symbolism, and he hides his hand in his coat the way Freemasons do. God bless you, everyone. Use discretion and discernment in all things.
What's Werner Hartburn?
This is my husband. And he has a sick stomach, and he has a pacemaker as well. His heart isn't beating correctly. Yeah.
Is your husband a believer?
Yes, he is.
Your husband needs deliverance from a spirit that's causing sickness in his life, like a spirit of sickness. He needs deliverance. That's his problem, okay? So normally I just pray and believe he's healed, right? But in this case, I feel prompted that he should go to someone who does deliverance and pray for him. Okay? All right? Okay? And you?
Pain in my joints, depending on what I'm eating.
Be healed. In Jesus' name. Okay, move. Move.
At the moment, I feel no pain.
Why don't you go for a jog? Go for a jog. Come on, jog on the spot. Jog on the spot.
On the spot. Yeah, no pain.
Sorry?
No pain. No pain anymore. Yeah, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Who healed you?
Jesus. Amen.
So, you're going to go and you're going to take a run when you get home. And you're going to say, I'm running for Jesus, running for Jesus, running for Jesus. After you do the run, there'll be fresh purpose in your life.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Well, thank you. Yeah, I'll do so.
And your husband, just take him to a deliverance person. All right? Wow, that's the power of God on you. So you want to serve the Lord?
I want to serve the Lord.
How did I know?
Because he knows that I'm supposed to be serving him.
So what do you do for Jesus?
I do what I do for him because I know how much he loved for me and my family, and I always talk.
Thank you. You're free. What'd you feel happen?
Oh, I can't explain it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh.
Look at me. Look at me. God loves you. God loves you. So what computer games do you like to watch?
Nothing.
What do you watch? Do you know him? What does he watch on television or computer?
Sometimes he do watch Bible story and he do some.
I think he watched a lot of stuff.
What sort of stuff?
Like Pokemon and all that.
Sorry?
Pokemon. All the cartoons and stuff.
So you weren't honest with me. I said, what do you watch? What do you watch?
Cartoon.
Sorry?
Bible stories.
So he's not being upfront, but there's a spirit that comes to him because of what he's watching, okay? I see it comes to him, all right? And it's dangerous. It's dangerous. He's playing whatever it is that he's watching. It's dangerous. It's a spirit that wants to afflict him, that's attacking, okay? So, you know, get rid of the device or whatever, but he's watching something and the spirit is getting in and wants to control him and give him a spirit of violence and anger, okay? So be careful. Sorry?
I seen on him sometimes, that anger on him sometimes.
So anger, violence, and then the spirit wants to isolate him, so he just stays in his room all the time. Okay? Sorry?
Yes, he do. He stay in the room all the time.
He stays in his room all the time?
Yes.
So there's something he's watching, so you need to deal with it. You don't want a son who becomes something else. You know, that becomes, he becomes possessed, his personality becomes possessed with something else that's not him. Okay? Mum and Dad are going to be having a chat with you on the way home, young man. Someone say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Take me to your own.